This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Record with Trivago Line is sponsored by AWACX, ART Heavy Equipment and Development, CG Atlantic, The Cleft of the Rock Foundation, Cleveland Clinic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Global Learning Exchange, the Ministry of Education, RF Bank and Trust, Raw Star Assurance, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
The Water and Sewage Corporation will be hosting the 31st Annual Caribbean Water and Wastewater Association Conference under the theme Recovery and Evolution, Regional Actions for Global Sustainability in Water and Waste Sectors. This will be held October 17th through 21st, 2022 at the Atlantis Resort, Paradise Island. To register, visit the conference website at cwwa.net/cwwa-conference-2022.
Mr. Campbell, we have your test results. Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Good news. No, wait, bad news. Give it to me straight, doctor.
Your blood work came back. You've got erythrocytes all over.
Oh no, this can't be happening.
Here's the good news. That just means red blood cells. It's a good thing. You're completely fine.
With 99% of medical claims paid in 5 days, we're like a doctor who doesn't want to be a comedian. CG Atlantic, medical and life. Good like that.
No steal, no big deal. You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. Art Development, the number one provider of basalt fiber products. No steal, no big deal. Use Art Basalt Fiber products in your next building project. A quarter of the weight and 2.5 times stronger than steel. If you're getting ready to build and want your structure to last more than 50 years, say goodbye to rust and corrosion for a lifetime. Call Art Development today at 324-0008 or 557-5814. Visit our website at www.artdevelopmentbfrp.com. It's here in the Bahamas. Basalt fiber reinforced rebar. No steel, no big deal.
COVID-19 is in our rearview mirror as schools are open with full face-to-face instruction. The Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training reminds students that safety protocols are still in place. Wear your mask, covering your mouth and nose. Sanitize your hands regularly. Keep a distance of at least 3 feet from others. Parents, your role is vital in keeping children safe and ready to learn.
It's not too late. You still have an opportunity to be one of the new owners in Tropical Gyros today. All you have to do is go to ArawakX.com, select Tropical Gyros, and click Invest to start the process. It's that easy. Don't forget to pay to secure your investment. For assistance in signing up, we will be at the new location in the JFK Plaza. For more information, call 603-5270 or email invest@ArawakX.com.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on this far back Friday afternoon. It's threatening to rain, but I think we could be all right. Lovely day, nonetheless. Today we're gonna celebrate the children. How about that? Right? We were trying to tell them earlier to stay in school. Don't be no fool. All this week we've been talking about successful schooling and had the great energy and participation of the Ministry of Education, and so delighted that they were able to partner with us to get that word out. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. We're going to celebrate the kids today. We're going to play some songs that celebrate children and see if we can't give them a word of encouragement, give you a word of encouragement for them. And I always love this song. I always think that when I hear it, it just tells me that there's reason for hope, right? And it's by Tevin Campbell, and it's Tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a brighter day. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, if we do our jobs well, I mean, I don't mean just individually, because this is a collective thing. If this particular thing is to happen, if we do our jobs well, children will have that kind of optimism. They will have this sense that it may not be the best right now, but tomorrow will be a brighter day, a better day. And it takes adults to demonstrate a certain resiliency, to demonstrate a certain optimism, to dispense with cynicism and skepticism and negativity, not to be unrealistic, to present to them the challenges that life poses, but at the same time to indicate to them that the human person has the enormous capacity to endure just about anything. I mean, I oftentimes think about folk who have gone through some of the worst things in the world. Listen to me, folk. I was in a Publix in the United States of America some months ago. This was about a year and a half ago. I literally saw a man shopping. He was a white man. He seemed to be maybe in his 50s, 60s or so. And you could literally see inside of his face from the side. It was like something to me out of a horror movie. But this man he was bandaged up, but this man was shopping, right? And I said to myself, look, with that, this man is living, right? You got people got no arms, no legs. You got people who have gone through wars and have been, I mean, brutalized by wars, and they yet endure. Not only endure as in alive, you know. They have a can-do spirit about them. They are pleasant. They can laugh, and they are trying to do the best with the limited physicality that they have. And then you have people with mental challenges, but they are making the best of the life that they have, even with those mental challenges. So I'm saying, kids can be shown. That in spite of it all, mommy, daddy ain't working, things ain't as good as they used to be, you know what I mean? We don't live in the best circumstances you could find. But that notwithstanding, tomorrow could be a better day, a brighter day. This isn't hairy fairy stuff. That's true. Cause some of you living right now have passed through things you never thought that you would endure. You never thought so, but you're here, and you're here, and you're well, scars and all. But you're here, right? Anyways, we're celebrating the kids today, and Whitney Houston has a beautiful song that she sings. She's not the original singer of that song, but her version of it, just beautiful. You know what I'm talking about. Greatest Love of All, Whitney Houston.
Take from me, they can't take.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If it leads you to a lonely place, find yourself in love. Now, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we have some guests from Ministry of Education to talk about something very important to these children we're celebrating today. And so when we come back, we'll speak with our guests. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd, at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock Inaugural Charity Golf Tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
The Water and Sewage Corporation will be hosting the 31st Annual Caribbean Water and Wastewater Association Conference under the theme Recovery and Evolution, Regional Actions for Global Sustainability in Water and Waste Sectors. This will be held October 17th through 21st, 2022 at the Atlantis Resort, Paradise Island. To register, visit the conference website at cwwa.net/cwwa-conference-2022.
COVID-19 is in our rearview mirror as schools are open with full face-to-face instruction. The Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training reminds students that safety protocols are still in place. Wear your mask, covering your mouth and nose. Sanitize your hands regularly. Keep a distance of at least 3 feet from others. Parents, your role is vital in keeping children safe and ready to learn.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF Educational Investment Account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses, at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We were it's hard to kill.
I was thinking today that I was going to have a conversation with my son about what he really wanted to do in his life. And we've had that conversation before, and he tells me what he wants to do. One of the things he says is something that's really challenging to do. And then I thought in that I would respond to him by saying, you know, is it realistic to think you're going to do that? And then I thought, but you can't tell him that, you know. You gotta try to help him believe. because that's the key. I mean, it's one thing to say that's what I want to do, but to believe and then to put the work behind it, that's the thing, right? But you gotta believe. It starts with believing. And so let's don't discourage these kids and what they want to do, these children. Let's encourage them in what they want to do, especially if what they want to do is noble. Now, I know I told you we would have some guests from the Ministry of Education, but I think we have a bit of a mix-up today. And so we're going to try to reschedule that so that we can do it right. But so today we're just going to continue encouraging our children. We're going to listen to a song which I every day I hear it. It is an encouragement, right? Especially when you find yourself a little bit maybe discouraged. And you just got to sometimes just through it all, right? Just dance. We're going to play this, take a break, and then when we come back, we'll continue with our Far Back Friday celebration of our children. I hope you dance.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith the fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out,
is in our rearview mirror as schools are open with full face-to-face instruction. The Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training reminds students that safety protocols are still in place. Wear your mask, covering your mouth and nose. Sanitize your hands regularly. Keep a distance of at least 3 feet from others. Parents, your role is vital in keeping children safe and ready to learn.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock Inaugural Charity Golf Tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
Your child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF Educational Investment Account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Done.
Forgiven. You got it. That's that. You all know that song, man. Everybody knows that song. So I have a special something I want to play for you, but we're going to do that when we come back from the news break. But somebody couldn't remember this song, but they wanted to hear it anyways. Beautiful song written by a group led by the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe. You know the song, Brand New World. We're going to take that to the break, and then when we come back, you'll hear something special on the way back from the break. Brand New World. Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Feel like the way the world is turning, something inside is always yearning, yearning for a brand new world. People everywhere are so confused. Leaders don't know what to do now. Oh, how he wants a brand new world. Oh, we send rockets to the moon and the stars. And though we make ships and planes that go very far, there's not a mountain that man hasn't climbed, but a brand new world he could never find. So if you want a brand new world, you gotta have a brand new people. If you want a brand new people, you gotta have a brand new life. Oh, if you want a brand new life, gotta have a brand new spirit. And if you want a brand new spirit, you gotta come to Jesus, right? Yeah, yeah. People are trying everything they could, but I wonder if they ever would find themselves a brand new. Sitting in the barroom door, still can't find what he is searching for. Oh, how he wants a brand new world. Yeah, a brand new world begins with me and you. But we'll never find it in the things that we do. No. A world that's our own, like Jesus, and he invites us to come along. So if you wanna, if you wanna, you gotta have a brand new people. Ooh, yeah.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hello?
It's on.
Hello?
It's on.
We can hear you. We can hear you. How are you?
I'm good.
What is your name?
My name is Peter Rosalita.
How old are you, Peter?
I'm 10 years old.
And where are you from?
I was born in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, but I am a Filipino citizen.
What would you do with the $1 million if you win this amazing competition?
I would buy a Nintendo Switch.
Only one?
A laptop for my online school.
Oh. Yeah.
You realize you've only spent about $1,500 so far.
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
Sorry?
What do you mean? He's 10.
Well, let's see if he does something.
It doesn't work.
I live as a singer.
So you see, he does something for a living. And you're going to sing tonight for us?
Yes.
Okay. Are you nervous?
Yes, I'm very nervous.
Don't be nervous. You
don't
great.
Be nervous. Okay.
We're rooting for you. Okay, we're ready for you. We can't wait to see what you're going to do tonight.
Thank you.
Listen to me. That little boy, 10. 10 years old. All by myself. Listen, what I do is, welcome back to Z-Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. If you want to call us, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. Or you can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. My son says, Daddy, you always say you love talented kids. I love all kids, but what I do is I go on YouTube and them and I find these talented children, whether they are talented in the arts or talented in singing or talented in sports, and I watch them with my son, right? Because kids seeing kids do, children seeing children do amazing things sometimes get them to believe that they too can do it. And I mean that young man just stunned me, right? I mean, beautiful voice, beautiful presence, 10 years old. Y'all heard that song? Producer, that wasn't something. Reminded me of another young man. Anyway, let me let y'all hear him. I'm not going to say anything. This young little boy. Listen to him.
I'm going to tell you a story about a girl I met at school one day during sandbox.
What's the time of her?
And we toasted our love during milk break. I gave him my cookies. Aww. So we fell out during finger pain. So one day, and that was Monday, and I stepped up to her and I said, y'all remember that young man, right? Talented.
talented young man, the late, great Michael Jackson. Kids can do incredible things, man. They really can. We all can, actually, if we commit and dedicate ourselves to developing that particular talent or skill, we can do incredible, incredible things. You know what I mean? That's whether these are males or females, it don't really matter. And in this generation of people, our young men need attention. They do. Young males need attention. But I happen to believe also that girls can be enormously positively influential on boys if the girls are filled with some nobility and dignity too. And that oftentimes require them to be paid the right attention by their mothers, yes, so that the mothers can teach them the dignity of being a lady, what classiness is, what confidence in yourself is without being arrogant or silly, what it means to be able to speak your own mind and your own heart, but be gracious in the process. A mature woman can do that for a girl. But when fathers show their daughters how a girl, a lady, should be and can be treated, that loved, cared for, appreciated, it goes a long way. And I have a song that I listen to with some regularity. I have one daughter. And every time I listen to it, I'm not going to do it today, I believe not. Tears come to my eyes when I think about her, and I think about the tenderness that exists between us, my only daughter. And it's called Butterfly Kisses. And so we're celebrating our children today, celebrating these girls through the eyes of their fathers, is something that this song will do. Butterfly Kisses by Bob Carlyle.
There's two things I know for sure. She was sent here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl. As I drop to my knees by her bed, Jesus, and I close my eyes, and I thank God for all of the joy in my life. Oh, but most of all, for butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk beside the pond, Daddy, it's my first ride. I know the cake looks funny, Daddy, but I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right to deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night. Sixteen today, she's looking like her mama a little more every day. One part woman, the other part girl, to perfume and makeup from ribbons and curls, trying her wings out in a great big world. After bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. You know how much I love you, Daddy, but if you don't mind,
she'll change her name today. She'll make a promise and I'll give her away. Standing in the bride room, just staring at her. She asked me what I'm thinking and I said I'm not sure. I just feel like I'm losing my baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Butterfly kisses. After bedtime prayers. Sticking pretty light flowers all up in her hair. what a beautiful song. We're celebrating children today. We've been all this week talking about successful schooling, that concentrated enterprise we have to try to fill our children's minds with or draw out of them the intelligence and character that they have the potential to possess so that they could go and function in the world. I don't believe in teaching math. I believe in teaching calculation, and that is through math. So you're not teaching children math, and this is sometimes I think what children kind of get turned off by. You're not teaching math, you're teaching calculation, you're teaching reasoning, you're teaching logic. It's just that you're doing it through the mechanism of math. So what is the end game? The end game is to teach you to be a reasoning person, to teach you to be a calculating person, to teach you to be a person who understands odds and probabilities. And so that's part of the world, so that you can assess the risk that's associated with the things you're doing and how things follow. 1 + 1 = 2. So how a premise here and a premise there leads to a conclusion here. So that's what you're teaching when you're teaching math. You're teaching reasoning, calculating skills. And you're not teaching English, you're teaching communication skills. How to listen? Well, how do we listen? We have to listen through the words people speak. We put these sounds together, they phonetically combine to make a certain sound in a word, and that word communicates an idea. You're not the chair, C-H-A-I-R, isn't anything, but the concept behind C-H-A-I-R speaks to an object that the person can see or be told about. And so what we're teaching is communication skills, to listen, to understand, which is the deepest part of connecting with a human being, which is understanding them, not agreeing, but understanding what they're saying. And then speaking so you could be understood. So that's why you now need to learn the language. You now need to learn to put the words together, the subject and verb to agree, so that you can communicate better. It's not so you could be elite or polished or these kinds of things. It's so that you don't deny yourself the opportunity to express your thoughts in a way that could be as clearly understood as possible. And that could mean sometimes trying to get something you need, trying to get a job you want, trying to get a career you're seeking to pursue, trying to communicate some philosophical idea that might change somebody's life, trying to negotiate some contract with somebody, all requiring that you be able to communicate. That's why you're teaching the comprehension and the English. You're not teaching them for ends in and of themselves. They are to facilitate your navigation on the planet and interaction with the people you occupy the planet with. You teach chemistry and biology, not for them themselves, but you teach them as a means of appreciating the complexity of the world in which we live, and perhaps igniting the curiosity of a child to become a pursuer of more knowledge in that particular area, in terms of advancing some discovery that leads to a better way of life for human beings. That's why we do it. Education has a purpose. Children shouldn't, we should try as much as possible. It takes some time for them to understand that you ain't going to school is no punishment. You're not even going to school to be babysit. Sad. You're going to school because this is a part of the process we're using to help you be more functional in the world, to be more productive in the world, to be able to navigate this mysteriously glorious planet and universe in a way that best realizes your potential as given by Almighty God. You know? There's nothing wrong with being uneducated. Well, let me put it differently. Like, nobody is a lesser human being for being uneducated. But they are certainly a human being whose potential has been limited by that deficiency. Right? And so, And a human being who has a more likely chance of being abused, taken advantage of, and ruled over, as opposed to, and might be difficult to rule, actually, than an educated soul, to govern than an educated soul. And so schooling matters because it matters to the realization of the human potential. And we're still learning how to school well. We the teachers, the education system, they learn a lot. They've gotten a lot better at it, but it's still a learning process. How best to teach? In what environment is best to teach? You know, and so we have to be kind to ourselves and patient with ourselves as we go along. But this much we know, that whatever inadequacies we have in the way we do it now, what we're doing is far better than doing nothing. Far, 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 far better. All right? So we're going to play a song for you. Take that into the break. It's Yolanda Adams really just making a plea, a lamentation for these precious children that we are focusing on today. What about the children? Yolanda Adams. We'll be back after the break.
Tears streaming down. Her heart is broken because her life is hurting. So am I. He wears a frown. His dreams are choking, and because he stands alone, his dreams will die. So hungry I come to you and say, as I say, children, to ignore is so easy. So many innocent children will choose the wrong way. So what about the children? Remember when we were children? And if not for those who loved us, we'll be right back.
yet still she's your daughter. And if you will just reminisce your days of young, you see it's not where you've been or what you've done, because ignore is so easy. So many innocent children will choose the wrong way. Yes, what about the children? Remember when we were children, and if not for those who loved us and who cared
Child's future is full of super possibilities, so you need a super college savings plan to match. With an RF educational investment account, you can get returns well above the traditional savings account. You can use the funds to cover a variety of educational expenses at home or abroad. And if things don't go as planned, the funds are easily transferable. Plan for all your child's super possibilities with the RF educational investment account. Get started today at rfgroup.com.
I ain't marched the car. The lady run into me, marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with a RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
No steal, no big deal. You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. Art Development, the number one provider of basalt fiber products. No steal, no big deal. Use Art Basalt Fiber products in your next building project. A quarter of the weight and 2.5 times stronger than steel. If you're getting ready to build and want your structure to last more than 50 years, say goodbye to rust and corrosion for a lifetime. Call Art Development today at 324-0008 or 557-5814. Visit our website at www.artdevelopmentbfrp.com. It's here in the Bahamas. Basalt fiber reinforced rebar. No steel, no big deal.
It's not too late. You still have an opportunity to be one of the new owners in Tropical Gyros today. All you have to do is go to ArawakX.com, select Tropical Gyros, and click Invest to start the process. It's that easy. Don't forget to pay to secure your investment. For assistance in signing up, we will be at the new location in the JFK Plaza. For more information, call 603-5270 or email invest@ArawakX.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business.
start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Discover the Global Learning Exchange, an innovative network that's making world-class higher education flexible, affordable, and accessible to Bahamians. Ready to earn an internationally accredited degree? GLX is now enrolling students. Pursue a bachelor's or master's degree, or become Microsoft or IBM certified. Call GLX at 603-0713, go to globallearningexchange.com/Bahamas, or visit GLX on Mackey Street today.
Hey, Bill, glad to see you back in the office.
Who?
Bill.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I think you're mistaking me for someone else.
Tom.
Nope.
Jack.
No.
Alex.
No. Want me to just tell you?
Nope, I got this, George.
No, you don't. Still not me.
Adam.
Not even close, man.
We're like a coworker that didn't forget your name. CG Atlantic Agents and Brokers. Good luck that.
Okay, good to see you, Mark Mike John Sean.
It's Mordecai.
COVID-19 is in our rearview mirror as schools are open with full face-to-face instruction. The Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training reminds students that safety protocols are still in place. Wear your mask, covering your mouth and nose. Sanitize your hands regularly. Keep a distance of at least 3 feet from others. Parents, your role is vital in keeping children safe and ready to learn.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I am strong when I am on.
to more than I can be. You raise me
back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful far back Celebrate the Children Friday. If in these remaining moments you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Somebody sends me a text, says, "Happy Friday, Mr. Lang. I am celebrating the children with you today because they are the future. I am also celebrating my 52nd birthday today." Hey, happy birthday to you. So I had to throw that plug in too. Yeah, you got it, man. 52, that's great. So I'm requesting Reach Out and Touch Somebody by Diana Ross. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. You too. We got you. Reach Out and Touch Somebody by Diana Ross. All right.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out.
To give encouragement to someone who's lost.
Anna Ross, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Yeah. Yep. You got to teach our kids to do that, too. When you need help, reach out to a trusted soul. And when they need help, hopefully you'll be a trusted soul for them. You know, the movie Lean On Me, you remember the movie Lean On Me with Joe Clark? It was about this very controversial but effective principal in the United States of America of a high school who turns a school around, but he was tough. In the movie, he has a scene. Remember the rooftop scene where he took the little boy up to the roof and said, "You want to kill yourself?" I really wanted to play that clip for y'all. I really did, but there's a little piece in there where Mr. Clark got really vulgar with the language, right? But it was such an effective scene. I think almost there are so many kids who could use a Joe Clark in their life, you know? We're going to go to the break, but as we do so, we're going to pray for you, Bill Withers, Lean On Me.
past. Let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Join Cleft of the Rock Foundation in conjunction with the Bahamar Foundation for the inaugural Rebuilding Villages Charity Golf Tournament, Sunday, October 2nd at the world-famous Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahamar, Nassau, the Bahamas. An exciting and fun-filled day with lots of great prizes, but more importantly, an opportunity to give back to the communities of the Bahamas. Proceeds from this event will fund our essential programs, including Parenting on Purpose, raising awareness of the need for parent education. It's the Cleft of the Rock Inaugural Charity Golf Tournament, October 2nd. We're rebuilding villages, one family at a time. For more information and to sign up, visit cleftoftherockfoundation.org or email cleftoftherockfoundation@gmail.com.
COVID-19 is in our rearview mirror as schools are open with full face-to-face instruction. The Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training reminds students that safety protocols are still in place. Wear your mask, covering your mouth and nose. Sanitize your hands regularly. Keep a distance of at least 3 feet from others. Parents, your role is vital in keeping children safe and ready to learn.
The Water and Sewage Corporation will be hosting the 31st Annual Caribbean Water and Wastewater Association Conference under the theme Recovery and Evolution, Regional Actions for Global Sustainability in Water and Waste Sectors. This will be held October 17th through 21st, 2022 at the Atlantis Resort, Paradise Island. To register, visit the conference website at cwwa.net/cwwa-conference-2022.
No steal, no big deal. You've been waiting for it, and now it's here. Art Development, the number one provider of basalt fiber products. No steal, no big deal. Use Art Basalt Fiber products in your next building project. A quarter of the weight and 2.5 times stronger than steel. If you're getting ready to build and want your structure to last more than 50 years, say goodbye to rust and corrosion for a lifetime. Call Art Development today at 324-0008 or 557-5814. Visit our website at www.artdevelopmentbfrp.com. It's here in the Bahamas. Basalt fiber reinforced rebar. No steel, no big deal.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
My name is Jimmy Harad.
Okay, where are you from, Jimmy?
Portland, Oregon.
And how old are you?
30.
Okay, tell me, what's your day job?
Right now, I teach online kids music.
Yeah? So you're a singer?
Yes, good. I hope so.
Okay. And tell me why you decided to come on the show, Jimmy.
I thought this would be the perfect time. When opportunity presents itself, you run toward it. And so I'm just excited to share what I have to offer.
Okay, good. Well, the stage is yours. Hang on. So if you don't mind me asking, what song are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Tomorrow from Annie.
Are you serious? Do you know that is my worst song in the world?
You're kidding me.
What? Without a... And you're going to sing that. You should do another song.
I don't have another...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Well, look, all I can say is good luck.
I just love when people shock the bedevil out of Simon. Man, that guy killed that song. Woo! Tomorrow. Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, we've been celebrating children today. You know, all week we've been talking about schooling and ways in which we can help our children make a success of their schooling. And success doesn't just mean getting good grades. I mean, I want them to get good grades, you know, but it also means developing good friendships, learning how to deal with each other, with yourself and other people. It means, learning to have pride in your country, in your community, in your household. It means learning to be compassionate, to empathize, to, you know, just to become a good character and competent soul whose life can be talked about by God this way. Well done, thou good and faithful servant, right? And so we've been trying to encourage whatever it takes to get that done through our children. Well, we're gonna finish with a young man who somebody texted and reminded me about as a talented child. And I can't imagine a better way to finish the show today. I trust you have a great weekend, however rainy or not rainy it is. Enjoy yourself, relax yourself, and we'll come back on Monday, God spares life, for yet another week of enrichment. God bless you. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I leave you with Young Jota singing Hallelujah.